Well, it was one that I had come upon without it seeing me, and then, of course, I thought it didn't see me, but eventually it circled around behind me and came beelining for me. This cat is going to attack me. I pull a knife off my right hip. It has a 5-inch blade, one claw against 8 claws, hesitation against instinct. The advantage is not mine. It keeps walking, focusing straight on me, not stepping left or right of its line. Its motion is sleek and exact, revealing that it has no intention of stopping short of me. I have understood in the presence of humans, animals flee. It is a quick and certain instinct, and when I have appeared, they've all done it. The chipmunks, bears, cats, grasshoppers, lesser nighthawks, tree frogs, crabs, and ravens. I am human, for Christ's sake, Homo sapiens. Regardless of this fact, the mountain lion sizes me up and down, closing the space between us. The face says nothing, while the tail twitches like a lie detector. A powerful voice in me says, run before it gets closer, find shelter, safety, hide. The voice wants the lion magically gone. It wants to flee to my pack and bunch into a tiny ball. The lion is pushing my button, scrambling the innards of my instinct. Never have I felt fight or flight like this. My only choice, the message going to the thick of the muscle in my legs, is to run. Get as much space between me and danger as possible. The animal is too big, too wild. I've got to get out of here before it's too late. What I do instead is not move. My eyes lock onto the mountain lion. I hold firm to my ground and do not even intimate that I will back off. If I run, it is certain I will have mountain lion all over me. If I give it my back, I will only briefly feel its weight on me against the ground. The canine teeth will open my vertebrae without breaking a single bone, like thumbing between pieces of paper. As I've looked back on the encounter, I've thought, you know, maybe the mountain lion was just curious about me. And I don't mean that in a naive way of, you know, oh, the happy animals are just coming to see me. But I look back and I think, oh, that mountain lion was probably looking at me going, what on earth is that? You know, what do those things do? How do they react? And it was walking toward me and going, oh, it pulls a knife. You know, it was exploring me. And you know, if I had turned and run, it probably would have attacked me. But I didn't turn and run. I kept my face right on it. I imagine I'm here to tell the tale because we had a conversation. I looked at the lion and said, you can do this, but it's going to get ugly. You can eat me, but I'm going to hurt you. I'm sure the lion is looking at me thinking the same thing, going, I can take this guy down, but he's not running. He's facing me. So this is going to be more complicated. It's, you know, I was trying to put things in my favor by doing nothing, by telling the mountain lion nothing about myself, not mentioning my weaknesses, just looking right back into its face going, okay, we're engaging. So this is the engagement. I never saw that lion again, although for the next week of hiking alone, I could see it all around me. I could see it out of nowhere. I slept half awake. When I came to water, I gathered it quickly and retreated. I kept my eyes trained into the shadows, waiting, seeing a mountain lion wherever I looked. It was in shapes between trees and on open rocks in clear sunlight. When I saw that it was not really there, I barely nodded my head and relaxed slightly. An odd disappointment came over me then, because in the moment that we had faced off, I had been picked clean of my questions. At the edge of a waterhole in the Blue Range of Arizona, I had been in the presence of the Absolute.